We're too busy judging other people or judging how we should be with other people rather than just concentrating on what's in front of us. Take a step, move forward, do something.
So Kalki, I want to talk about identity. What is identity to you? I mean, you have an amazing mix of backgrounds to be here. So tell me your background and your mix and your identity.
If I figure it out, I'll let you know. Right now, I have no idea. As you know, I was born in South India. My parents are both French, but I grew up all my life in India, lived here all my life. They've been here for 40 years. So basically, my skin is white and my heart is brown.
Do you ever have situations where somebody says something in Tamil,
yeah,
not knowing you understand?
Very often. I mean, I've had very entertaining conversations happen right in front of me. Two boys, you know, commenting on me, saying, you know, they can be taken as flattering or slightly, you know, lewd comments that they'll be making about me. And then at the end of their conversation, I'll say something in Tamil and their jaw drops open and they're like, oh my God. So yeah, that happens. That happens quite a lot. Yeah.
So you obviously are raised here, went to a boarding school. What were you like as a kid? I mean, for an actor, we always think of people who are exuberant, excited, out there. Were you like the popular chick in school? Or what were you growing up?
Not at all. I was very, very painfully shy. I grew up in a school which was this British school in South India, an English medium school. When I first got there, I had a French accent because I was 6 years old and at home I spoke French. So I used to say things like concombre for cucumber. And, you know, people used to really make fun of that. So I quickly, like, changed that and became very, you know, normal in the way I spoke or whatever. And then, you know, my Tamil, like, sort of took a backseat as well because English was, like, cool and everything. So there were all these things where I think since a very young age, trying very hard to just be what I, you know, what everybody else wants me to be. I was always quiet. I was very, shy. I never really, you know, expressed what I felt and things like that. And I had braces for like 5 years, so you know I had no chance with most of the boys. And I think the way that I used to protect myself was by being a clown, by making people laugh. You know, so that was my kind of barrier. That was my way of, you know, making friends and not really showing people my insecurities or what I was really inside. Yeah.
So from this painfully shy girl to take one of the most daring roles in Devdi, I mean, that's quite a stretch. So what was it, what made you decide you wanted to be an actress? Maybe tell us a little bit about, did you have a struggle before you wanted to become an actress or was it easy for you?
It was a long struggle. It was a long struggle convincing my mother that I'm not insane. Really, from a young age, I always was the one place where I could just go and do something and become a character was on stage, you know. So in school, we used to have drama productions, and suddenly I was, you know, somebody else, and it was very liberating for me, seeing as I don't know who I am myself. And then when I grew up and suddenly I had to, you know, become an adult and do something with my life, I don't take myself seriously enough to do something serious. So, you know, like everything I do, I've got to do it with some fun. And also, really, I don't take myself seriously. Like, you know, I'm the first person to laugh at myself and things. So I think this was, for me, just the first thing that came to mind was something creative, drama, and then I went to university in London. I went to Goldsmiths, and I studied drama there. And again, I felt like I didn't know where I was, who I was, because suddenly I was in this country where everybody thought I was, you know, I was from there, you know? They thought, yeah, I was from England or from France. And yet, you know, when I said I'm Indian and my name is Kalki, and then they were like, oh, you don't look Indian. But yeah, you don't sound English, but you don't, you know, and yeah, you don't, where are you from? And I still don't have an answer for that. So I lost my train of thought. What were you asking?
It's okay. Continuing on that, what was your first break, when you auditioned for that?
See, after I finished my theater studies in London, I came back home and I started doing theater here, and I did a lot of sort of physical theater, improvisational theater, and I didn't know where I was going, but I knew that there was one thing that I was really hungry about, and that's, you know, telling stories and becoming somebody else, and in that you start to understand somebody else, I think, and that's what I loved about it, about acting, that, you know,
right. Yeah.
Acting is therapy. It's like you go into somebody else's mind, you discover things, and then you feel a lot less distant from people, because who cares if they don't think the same way or they behave strangely, or, you know, they might have so many different things which at first it's so easy to judge somebody just by looking at them. And I think when you start to take acting seriously, you really sort of break that down and you know, see the humanity and the people behind that.
So how do you prepare for a role?
I'm just so overexcited when I get a role that I do too much work. I believe in doing too much work. I believe in just going out researching and digging and annoying my director and calling them up every day and saying, what else can I do? Tell me, should I watch some movies, read some books, do this, do that? I do my research and everything. And I have way too much information which I'll never be able to use. And then I let it all go when I come on set. You know, I feel you have to be ultra prepared and then wait for the surprise, you know. Just let things surprise you. Let the other actor surprise you, or let your director tell you, no, I don't want you to do it in this way. I want you to do it that way. So, yeah.
So, everybody knows you as an actress. Tell me your other avatars as a writer, as a poet. What are the other things you do that you're equally excited about?
I like to write, but no, you know what? I don't know if I like to write. I'm a very reluctant writer. I've written all my life, but I've noticed that I only write when I'm depressed or unemployed. So I don't know if I really like to write.
Have you been writing anything lately?
I've been writing something, yeah, a few months back.
Which one is it? Depressed or unemployed?
Both. Or bored, maybe. Uh-huh. That was the other one. But I just wrote a play recently. It's a very personal thing, my writing. It's not really something that I do for somebody else. Of course, you know, when you put a play up, you put it up for an audience. But when I write it, I really just get it out of my system.
My last question to you, Kalki. You are the future, young, you know, you're part of the Ink Fellows program. As you look at the future as a young person, what would you like to do and what do you wish happened?
I think it's too early for me to say what I wish to happen. I don't wish anything to happen. I'm terrible at planning things and I don't want to predict anything. I feel that everybody, you know, actually is so afraid of facing themselves most of the time. You know, we are always being people for somebody else. And this is me personally I'm talking about as well. I've always been somebody for somebody, you know, like played somebody for other people. And I think acting and finding something that you're passionate about is a way to really be truthful with yourself and be honest with yourself. And I don't really have any, you know, sort of way of living or, you know, a philosophy of life, except that, you know, there's a Japanese saying that I like, which says, yesterday worse than today, tomorrow better than today, or something like that. But basically, you know, there's another day coming, and you just need to keep going, and you need to get better. Yeah. And I think that's it, you know. We're too busy judging other people, or, you know, judging how we should be with other people, rather than just concentrating on, you know, what's in front of us. Take a step. Move forward, do something.
Great. Thank you for being here, Kalki.
Thank you.
Visit our site, EnglishSpeechChannel.com, for exclusive access to video transcripts, offline audio, English lessons, and private classes. Don't forget to explore our free and new ebooks. Also, subscribe to our weekly newsletter for the latest updates. Links in the description below. Thanks for your support.